In 1999, the pop punk band Blink-182 had a certain reputation. For starters, they named their big album that year Enema of the State. All the small things, true care, truth brings. Their music videos involved streaking, and their stage banter included a lot of toilet humor. But the third single off the album was different. It was a song that dealt with depression, loneliness, and at its very core, suicide. It's called Adam's Song, and it became a banner for the band's young fans to process feelings that they maybe didn't understand until they got older. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this for our series, American Anthem.
Some of the songs we've built as American anthems are huge, undeniable even. War songs, protest songs, the national anthem. But think smaller for a second. I'm not talking about Super Bowl stages or national rallies. This is about you, alone in your room. And the only thing there for you is a song. One that begins with something as blunt as, "I never thought I'd die alone." Adam's Song was there for TJ Kennedy. He's a 28-year-old second-grade teacher who I found through a Blink-182 fan message board. Adam's Song means so much to him that
I got my first paycheck and I'm like, alright, screw it, I'm going to get a tattoo
of the first notes of the song on his staff.
Those opening, like the doo-doo-doo, yeah.
Those lyrics didn't register with Kennedy as a kid. Mostly, he just listened to Enema of the State while playing some Nintendo 64. But as he got older, the words started to cut through. He says he went through a period of deep depression, and in college, attempted suicide. I'm too depressed to go on.
You'll be sorry when I'm gone. You'll be sorry when I'm gone, I think, is just a giant F you to people, because no one really takes mental illness as serious as they would if you, you know, broke a bone or had the flu or something. A lot of people are just like, oh, you know, just be happy or think positive. But until they experience it, until they go through it, they don't understand how hard that can actually be for a person.
In a note he wrote at the time, he referenced the lyric, "Give all my things to all my friends." And he had a friend in mind.
I just wanted him to have the things that meant the most in the world to me, which were my instruments, because that's how I looked at our friendship. Like, it was such a great and beautiful thing. And I just wanted to make sure he always had a piece of that, even if I wasn't around.
Does he know?
No, I haven't told him.
Talking about this sort of thing isn't easy. Not even for the person who wrote the song.
When I get depressed, I tend to turn inward and kind of shut off from the outside world, much to my own detriment.
Blink-182's Mark Hoppus wrote Adam's Song when he was at a professional high, but a personal low.
You know, it feels ridiculous saying, our band's doing really good, but personally I'm just not feeling like I'm connecting, and I don't know, it felt like I had too much good fortune to complain about anything.
So even though Hoppus couldn't talk about his feelings to his bandmates or manager or friends, he had his fans.
I feel like they are helping me share the difficult time that I went through. So I'm talking about my personal darkest times, and they're talking about their personal darkest times, and we're coming together about this song that kind of helped us both get through that.
Adam's Song became an anthem of sorts for Brittany Berlin. She's a wellness blogger who lives in Brooklyn who's coped with suicide herself. She's suffered depression, attempted to take her own life, and then had to deal with the suicide of a friend who happened to be named Adam. And the song helped.
It connected me with Adam, and it also just like helped me feel everything. Like, you feel so many different emotions all at once, and then you feel bad for some of those emotions because some of them are really, really just ugly emotions. But that song just kind of, I felt like it was for Adam. I mean, it was. It's him.
Everyone relates to the song in their own way, says Liz Friedlander. She directed the music video for Adam's Song, which was a hit on MTV. Her vision for the video wasn't to just focus on the musicians, but the people around them and what they might be going through. The couple having a fight backstage, the person on the payphone by the gas station.
We never know what's going on in other people's lives. In people who we have relationships with, we don't always know what's going on, but also in the people who you sit next to at a concert or pass on the street or these humans that you brush up against, we all are dealing with our own stuff, and sometimes we don't look and we don't see, and so then we don't notice.
The song got a different kind of attention in the year 2000, when national news media covered the death of Columbine High School student Greg Barnes. A year after the mass shooting at his school, he took his own life. The stories at the time reported that Adam's song was playing on repeat when his parents found him. But pinning suicide to one event or one cause oversimplifies a very complex issue. And Adam's song certainly isn't just one thing to its fans. When I posted on that Blink 182 message board, I got stories about bullying, breakups, all sorts of issues. But what nearly everyone mentioned was the turn the song takes after the bridge.
The bridge and the last chorus is the redemption of the song.
Blink-182's Mark Hoppus stops singing about dying alone and how great being 16 was, and starts singing about being alive tomorrow. There was a period of time when Blink-182 didn't play Adam's song in concert. A friend of theirs, Adam Goldstein, better known as DJ AM, had died from an overdose. Hoppus says he couldn't bring himself to sing it. Now though, after nearly a decade, the band is playing it again.
I think of it more now as almost a celebration of hardships gone through and friends lost.
And it's a celebration that means a lot to a lot of people. Sure, it's not an anthem in the usual sense of the word, it's more of a reminder. Remember that tattoo that TJ Kennedy was going to get at the beginning of the story? He never actually got it. The shop was too busy to take walk-ins. Now, he's working with the artist to make an even better one. As the song says, tomorrow holds such better days. Angel Limbong, NPR News.
And if you or someone you know may be considering suicide, help is available online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.